Now at McDonald's, get a $5 McChicken meal deal or a $6 McDouble meal deal. They come with small fries, a soft drink, and four-piece McNuggets. We're going to need a bigger tray. Get more value with your meal deal with McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, the iconic theme tune to Channel 4's Grand Designs. It was my great pleasure a few years ago to meet Kevin MacLeod and to interview him. And he told me he didn't like my runners, that they were rubbish. They didn't go with the rest of my clothes. Imagine what an arrow through the heart that was for a fan of the show. But as a fan of the show, I also love the music. And I am delighted to say the man behind it is with me now, David Lowe, the music composer and producer. David, it is an absolute pleasure to speak to you. I mean, it's not just Grand Designs. There's a whole host of iconic tunes that people will be well aware of, but maybe not well aware that you're the brains behind them.
Yeah, that's right. So I suppose the other ones that people will know really well, the BBC News theme, which is, in fact, I got on the same day that I got the Grand Designs music signed off, was exactly the same day that they told me I got the BBC News theme. And so both of those have been running for 25 years, which is pretty amazing. And Country File, The One Show, what else? I arrange music as well as compose it. So I've done The X Factor, Antiques Roadshow, Panorama. So yeah, it's all good fun. And I had a hit single in the charts as well. So that was another ambition that that came true.
All right. Well, we might talk about that hit single in just a moment. But talk to me about the process, because I think lots of people who listen to this show won't be aware of it. So, I mean, how does one pitch for the job, as it were, to come up with a theme tune to a show like that? And then once you get the gig, how do you go about designing it?
Well, for Grand Designs, I suppose it's like any profession, really. Once you get known and you do a few and then you get a reputation, then people just come back to you, or they'll come and say, oh, do you know somebody that can do the music? And they recommend you. So then you'll have a chat to the producers, and they'll, and for Grand Designs, for example, the brief was, it's a show about people's dreams and people's ambitions of building a new house. You know, it's a lifelong story. And they said they wanted it to be sort of magical and fairy tale-ish because it's about dreams and stuff. So that gave me the sort of steer in a way. And I thought for the tone of the music that would suit the show. And so I just started thinking of sort of fairy tale film music and sort of Disney-ish, you know, film music. And so that sprung in the ideas. And I was really thinking about it as I was chatting to them in the meeting, really. And I suddenly had this sort of brainwave of, there was a soundtrack of a film called Edward Scissorhands. I don't know if people
yes,
remember.
God, great movie.
And they found, and it was all this waltzy time, dum-dubby-dubby-dum, that sort of feel, like 3-4, dum-dum-dum-dum.
Yes, brilliant.
So I just, so I got back and I just started putting those layers down. I literally started with the harp like that. Then added the voices on top. And then the piano tune on top. So that's like the opening part of it. And then so it tells a story in a way, because what I try and do when I'm writing a theme tune is tell the story, but you've only got 15 seconds to do it in. So for this, it was the introduction, which is that bit. And then you've got the middle bit, which is where they're going deeper into the story. The first bit's about the dream and the idea. Second part is about, right, let's get on with it, let's do the building. So start bringing things in there, you know, a bit deeper, as you go deeper into the story. And then the last bit, there's a sort of, oh, is it going to happen? Isn't it going to happen? A bit of slight anxiety. And then it finally reveals to the magic wand wave. And there we have the finished house. You know, so
oh, wow. I've watched that show for so many years, and now, and you know, obviously the power of music is it on some level, you know, you're following the story, even without realizing I'm kind of following the story within the music. Now I'd be conscious of it. I wouldn't be able to think of anything else. It's incredible. What about, say, the BBC? You mentioned kind of the BBC News music as well.
Yeah, well, that again, it's got an idea within it. So and the brief for the BBC News was to come up with something that had never been done before. So it had to be completely new and original and start again with a blank sheet of paper. And it had to be something that was instantly recognisable wherever you heard it in whatever different way. So, you know, you've got BBC in Ireland and Northern Ireland and BBC Wales, Scotland, BBC India. So all anywhere that the news is broadcasting needed to be recognisable as the BBC News. So, you know, we're talking about sounds that were really familiar that people recognised. And one of the ones that came up was the pip. Can you hear that beeping
Absolutely,
away?
Yeah, the iconic pips.
So, we talked about that, the iconic pips on the radio. As soon as you hear that, you know, it's whatever o'clock and it's time for the news. So I thought, pips with a dance beat. So I started adding a sort of beat behind it. And I thought, oh, that's working. And then I thought I needed some big drums for the headlines. Every time they have a headline, they have a new drum like that. So we wanted a sound for the headlines, you know, to alert people that they were coming on. And then the second, the hardest bit with news, of course, it's because it's quite, you have to be quite neutral with the music. You can't be too emotional. So I had to find some chords that had some power, but they weren't too emotionally sad or happy. So I got a sort of minor chord, which says anxiety, going to a major chord, which is sort of calmness and everything sorted out. And so you get that idea of the news coming in and then the BBC processing it and putting it out. And then the pip stays on the same note all the way through.
Wow.
And that's a constant, solid, doesn't change, you know, where the chords are changing underneath it like that. So the chords change, but the pip stays on the same note. So it gives that idea of this singular direction and time and accuracy and reliability and all those sort of things.
It is absolutely fascinating. The only drawback to all of this, David, is I half suspect that all the people listening to it are going to turn off the radio and turn on BBC television when they know it's getting close to the top of the hour so that they can listen to it and listen to it now and appreciate it, given what you've just told us, how you describe it. You mentioned kind of the chart-topping success as well.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
how different was all of that?
Well, it was different because I had because obviously you're sort of writing to your own brief in a way when you're writing your own music. And I had a little record deal with this record label, but in a funny sort of way, we had a brief for what we wanted to do, and it was to come up with a sort of Latin dance track. And I got away and we'd listened to various bits and pieces, and we decided that the best approach is absolutely like minimal and less is more and have as little going on as possible. So I just basically had a drum track like that. And then I was building it up as sort of layers like this for the intro, adding a bit of Latin beats and stuff to it. And I wanted to find some little vocal samples to go in it, but nothing too sort of complicated. And I wanted the track to be like a flirty dance track, you know, so it was like really cheeky and flirty. And I just remembered I'd done some music for this documentary about the science of sex, it was called, for Discovery Channel. And there was a bit in it where this girl said this.
I've noticed you around. I find you very attractive.
And then
would you go to bed with me?
Wow, the penny is dropping. The penny is dropping for people.
Yeah. So I thought, yeah. And I remembered it because I'd done it about a year before I started working on this. And yeah, it must have stuck in my head because I remembered it. And I went and dug out the tape that I'd been working to do the music for, the offline VHS tape from, dusted it all off, put it in the machine, wound it to that bit, and sure enough, there she was, you know.
I've noticed you around. I find you very...
And it was basically what they'd done was put a little montage together of people saying that to illustrate a sort of academic study that they'd done of men and women. And they literally got a group of people, obviously, when they were shooting it, they said, oh, can you say it? Can you say it? Can you say it? And the girl that actually said it was the production manager on the shoot, you know. She said, oh, can you do one for us as well? And the way she said was just so good.
I've noticed you around.
And her voice has got this lovely sort of feel to it that it just sounded absolutely perfect. So started adding that over the drums.
I've noticed you around.
Like that.
I find you very attractive.
And building that up, and then the chorus, of course, is when she says,
"Would you go to bed with me?"
In comes the trumpet.
Oh, yes! Half class.
And that riff was basically this guy called Jim that I work with a lot, trumpet player. I just said to can you go in the studio and just jam over? I played him this track and I said, can you just jam over that and just do whatever you like? And so he just came up with all these interesting little phrases like that. And then I just, when he'd gone, I just chopped everything up that he'd done. I put it on my keyboard, like I've got it here, and then started playing around with tunes like that, and then they eventually came up with like that. And then lo and behold, there it was, basically. And so I thought, yeah, there's another idea. I played it to the guy at the record label, Charlie, and he went, that you've done it. That's it. That's going to be a top 10 smash, you know. And sure enough, it was. And it came out again last year, in fact. It was remixed by a guy called Campbell. And as a drum and bass mix.
Yeah.
And went back in the charts to number 28, I think. So
brilliant. Brilliant stuff. I mean, you've definitely done it now. I mean, I mentioned people would hang around and turn us off when the BBC News was coming on. Everybody of my vintage who remembered that top of the charts the first time around in the late 90s is currently searching for it on Spotify or Amazon Music or whatever it happens to be to listen back to it now with greater appreciation. David, it's been such a pleasure getting a little insight into your world and how you put all this together. And some people listening to this kind of maybe have got this insight already, because I know you've done a bit of it online at David Lowe Music. Or if you just Google David as well, you'll find the different social media channels that he is on. It has been a real pleasure, David. Thank you very much for joining us.
Enjoyed it.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.